When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What it is, welcome to another exciting adventure of Tyrus and Timph with Devin, and this is the Cool Shade episode.
Cool Shades, man.
Sponsored by my good friends at Fatheads Glasses, or Eyewear. Been going hard in the paint since 2004. Yes, that is a plug. So, picture this, the five. And my glasses are on, they're too small for my face, and none of you told me about it, so thanks a lot, guys. And they were crooked. So I looked like I was trying to invent something. And I made a joke. And the good people at Fatheads are like, we make glasses for people like you. And I just said, you mean Fatheads?
Yeah.
It's in the name, literally.
So I was pretty upset about, you know, my glasses not fitting and stuff. So, but I wanted to brag to my previous eyeglass wear provider. But it's kind of hard to say, I'm leaving you for Fatheads.
Right.
And there are names like Fashion Glasses.
Yeah.
You know, it's like pretty and sleek.
So. Yeah, we heard your plight about
the whole situation.
Confrontation you had last week.
Right? And had their name been like Cool Heads, I think I would have felt more comfortable being like, I'll have you know I'm with Cool Heads now.
Would have been slicker.
Yeah. But Fat Heads, they're like, and the lady was like, yeah, you are. I was like, okay, all right, whatever. I'm within my frame. For skull.
It's all about self-awareness, right?
It really is. But you know what? If you're also brazen and badass enough to call yourself Fatheads, then you should.
Why not?
But I love the glasses because the sunglasses, they fit my face. So I have bestowed gifts to you today.
Yeah, I mean,
from the
good
people at Fatheads. They handpicked them. They said they're very good at it. Now, the
cats are perfect.
Catherine C. Timps. Yeah, I was like, oh, no, I think she's more of an A, but nope, I was wrong. And you know what? I need to stay in my lane. Yeah. I am not.
You're not the sunglasses expert. Yeah.
I'm not. Yeah. You know, I thought I was. But then again, I'm also wearing glasses that are too small for my face when I don't even need them to have them on right now. Yeah. So that kind of goes without saying. So sometimes it's okay to stay in your lane.
Yeah, Kat's got like a little like, I don't know what they're kind of a little cat eye glasses. They fit her face perfectly. And we're wearing them in the studio because, you
know,
we look really cool.
Because I'm excited about my...
I think I might just wear them for the rest of the day. Do you think people... I don't think people would say anything. I don't think
they'll
even notice.
Yeah, I don't think... I think as a rule, no one makes eye contact with you anyway. That's one of your pet peeves.
Right. So if you can't make eye contact with me...
Right. But that doesn't mean you're not making eye contact with you. You know, as a boss and a leader around here, it's probably a good thing because no one ever knows who you're watching.
Right. I can kind of keep it on the sly. I like... sunglasses that are completely like blacked out so you can't see people's eyes because I like to people watch while I'm walking around.
Which can be dangerous though if you're not watching where you're going.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, gotta watch where you're going. But I like them because then you can people watch and you can see what people are doing and, you know, they can't see you.
You know, Kat, usually I'm dead against people wearing sunglasses indoors. I always think it's like a jerk move. Yeah, it's like a douchey move. But I feel like in this situation... It's all right. I'm kind of mad I left mine upstairs.
I know. But. I feel like you're kind of left out of this.
Well, no more than like Jason. I didn't know he was going to be here today.
Yeah, well.
You know, so
well,
it's
he comes by, you know. Yeah. He doesn't.
He just kind of walks in, checks the numbers.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
right.
Leaves us scathing notes.
Yes, exactly. Always the notes.
Yeah, we made sure we mentioned several times on the Butterfield show.
Yeah.
Tyrus and Timph made a lot of references to that. So.
Sure did.
So, you know, and, you know, we still a couple days out. Would be nice if we got like a little picture or something we could put up there.
Yeah.
It's like a one more thing. Like, hey, if your weekend's free.
Yeah.
Check out Tyrus and Timph. Maybe some updated photos.
Yeah. What you should have done yesterday is should have taken the books, Greg's books off the table.
Oh, what I did is I put mine in front of it.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I did that.
Because you've both been hosting Gutfeld this week.
Yeah. Yes,
both have had your turn.
The chains were off. We acted a fool, and now they're trying to put the chains back on us.
Yeah, but exactly.
Just like King Kong, you're going to have to kill us. Because they're not coming back on. So it's true. He had to be shot. He wouldn't give up.
No.
You know?
It took a lot of firepower to get...
You know that's one of the most racist movies of all
King
time.
King Kong. I've actually not seen it.
The original
I've only seen the Jack Black one.
Yeah. I've not seen it.
"'Twas the woman that killed the beast." Great movie until that line. First of all, "'twas."
Nary a "'twas."
Oh, no?
No, no.
We're not
no.
a "'twas"?
Okay. No, "'twas." Shut up. You want to talk to somebody who's throwing around "'twas"?
Yeah, I don't either. That's like someone who says, like, "'betwixt." Yeah, you know.
We don't like that one either.
I mean, it's just, I always like think of like that Saturday Night Live sketch where she was like, "He was betwixt my legs." And you just, sounds
your
gross.
Friends use "'twas." And Project Blonde out. And Project Blonde goes, "'Twas a nice time." No,
that. Yeah,
"'twas the time, When we go out for a happy hour.
You would never hear Project Blonde saying that.
Not even my son, who uses "Good Golly" and "Gee Willikers." If he broke a "'twas" out, I'd probably spank him right there on the spot, you know, and wash his mouth out with soap.
"Gee Willikers."
Yeah, "'twas." Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay, Charles Dickens.
Yeah, for real. And even Charles Dickens wouldn't say it. Like, he'd actually, if he was alive right now,
that's
would probably
why,
get a phone call.
That's how he died, actually.
Yeah, "'twas a late night for Charles.
A lot of people don't know that.
Why is it that, like, those words just kind of... Do you think those words were always, like, when it was in fashion?
Yeah,
when it was in fashion to talk like a Shakespearean asshole. Like, was it... Do you think it... When did it get old? Was it overused? Was it, like, just that one guy... Who was just twazin' and narrying and betwixtin' and Fortnite in a way. Because, you know, even the video game Fortnite, I don't think they realize it's not about an actual fort.
No.
And, you know, it's not overnight camping. It was like several days in a row. Like,
a Fortnite is 2 weeks.
Yes, it will take us 2 weeks.
But there would never
there.
Be a video game called Twas. Like, it wouldn't even make it through the focus group. Nobody would even play it. They'd
what would
like,
that game even be about?
Exactly.
It would be the beginning of something that no one wanted to talk about.
Right.
Twas.
Yeah. Just, ugh. But Nary. Yeah, I'm good time. With Nary.
There's certain old-fashioned words that I think still fit.
I remember.
Twas, maybe we can toss that one out.
I remember in college. I was listening to an older couple argue, and it was at a Valentino's.
Oh my gosh!
All you can eat Italian buffet, and it was Thursday night. I was in college. It was like that or Perkins, right?
No, it sounds good.
Those were 5-star restaurants when you're in college. Anything's better than the PFM. And he was like, you know, "I don't know why you keep acting this way. This is ridiculous." It was over 20 years ago, and she said to him, and I'll never forget it. She's like, "I will never forget that strumpet."
Oh, wow.
I don't care how you do it, how you do it ever. And I'm like, "What is that, a musical instrument?" You know, and I had to be learned. My girlfriend at the time was like, she just said he had a whore.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Wait a minute.
I didn't know that word."
Strumpet. I'm like, "Does anyone else know that word?" She's like, "No one's used that word probably since the 60s. Nice. So guess what I was doing at school the next day? Calling everybody strumpets. Like, and nobody.
Now they didn't know.
Nobody knew.
Honestly,
they were like, "Thank you."
Yeah, it sounds like a dessert. Yeah.
I go right by the music room. Is that, "Hey, strumpet?" They're like, "Hey, thanks."
No,
like,
it's a trumpet.
Yeah.
Silly.
So I was really proud of that word. You little, even the way she said it, "I will never forget your little strumpet." And he was just like, "Jesus Christ." You know, I felt like I was about to see an episode of Tommy Boy. He was like, "Oh my God, it was one whore during the war." You know, and they went straight old school Cat Timpf in it too. And then they start shaking their little behinds around because she doesn't like that.
Mm-mm.
And we know that Cat does not tolerate that.
Mm-mm.
That's another thing too. So I was hanging out with Jamie Lislow earlier, name drop. Yeah. Lislow. We'll just call him Jamie.
Jamie Winslow.
Winslow. I like that.
Jamie Winslow.
"'Twas Jamie Winslow." And he was asking me a question about when you open your Instagram and you press the little search, the little, what is that? Tell us, what is that?
Magnifying glass.
Thank you. Magnifying glass. He says, topless men come up on there, all of them. It's all filled with like men with body oil on and working.
Not on mine.
Well, that means he's already been searching. That
means he's already been looking at a lot of topless men.
He made the argument that he looks at a lot of yoga videos, to which I said, That's exactly what I said. Because I said, I have a lot of powerlifting on my stuff and weight training stuff on there and wrestling. And everybody knows everyone's gay sometime in wrestling. So there was a lot of what have yous. We wore spandex.
Right.
So,
no, yeah, I got what you were saying.
You know, you don't have to physically do it to be it. And so it was like, you know, and he's sitting there explaining himself. And I was like, no, I said, I do get a lot of, however, though, a lot of women working out in thongs. I get a lot of butt pics. And,
no, don't get
which
that
I'm
either.
Not, you know, furious about. You know, like, oh, my God, this is terrible.
Yeah, you're not
you know?
Outraged.
It's not no, like dental surgery.
I'm not
right,
following exactly. either, you know. Yeah. And, you know, so he was just, you know, but I said, I don't know, man, maybe it was something else. Did you like, was it like a joke or a gag? And then while he was talking, I went to look at mine, and my picture started to change because I was too close to him.
Oh.
So I had to turn my phone off.
You are the company you keep.
No, because of the algorithms. Remember right. that? Like somebody else's bad behavior could show up on your phone. Not saying it's bad behavior. No. Let me just be it for the record.
Somebody else's behavior. Right.
Nary a time do we condemn anyone who wants to look at topless men with baby oil on. It's a free country.
No, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nary a time. Nary but I'm saying. Time. Just
we don't
because,
kink shame here.
Yeah, I don't want to infringe on your national pastime. I just, if it's not mine,
right.
I don't want, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't mind if you let your kids who can't swim in 5 feet of water,
right.
but I want mine in the shallow end where they're safe. That's just
yeah.
me. But I'm not telling you how to raise yours. Don't raise mine and keep your yoga pants, men in yoga pants, which I didn't know was a thing, to yourself. Is that fair?
I think that's, yeah, I think that's fair. I think that that's kind of just like the American way.
Because I feel like you should be able to hit the search button and show anybody. Because like when I did it, it was like the American Eagle, some fish tanks, some wrestling, a guy lifting weights, and a bunch of bodybuilders and fitness
people. Yeah, which is all stuff
mine's
that
like
you've
French,
looked at.
Mine's
before.
Like French bulldogs,
yep.
cats.
Mine's all just like reality TV stuff.
I bet yeah. hers are all pictures of her.
And teen yeah. mothers. I have a lot. It's so funny because I like look at all the teen mom as an MTV teen mom.
Right.
So now on my explore page, it just shows like teen mom, like a random teen mom, like in Arkansas. like you know, like she's not on TV. She just got pregnant in high school.
She's like actual teen
mom. But then
mom.
Now I'm like invested in some of these
yeah.
random, you know. I mean, I don't know what it is about these teen moms. It's just so interesting.
I don't know either. That's, I think we need to talk to Dr. Drew about that.
America and what I call evil Trevor. I don't know. we can't reproduce.
That's Trevor.
No. But it looks like evil Trevor.
Oh my gosh.
Or
yeah.
Trevor's the evil version. So I sent that to him. Don't you dare touch that dial. And if you do have a dial, you need an upgrade. We'll be right back.
Hey, folks, it's your man, Keyshawn Johnson, here to talk about Angie. Formerly known as Angie's List, your go-to home services. Marketplace for getting all your jobs done well. Now, you might be wondering, what exactly is Angie? Well, let me tell you. It's the nation's largest home services marketplace, connecting over 150 million homeowners with skilled professionals to tackle any project, big or small. As a homeowner myself, I always have things I want to work on for my house, whether it's general home renovations or fun projects like putting in a pool. With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it a breeze to research, compare, and hire pros, ensuring every job is done well. Whether you're fixing a leaky faucet or planning a full kitchen renovation, Angie's got your back. And get this, folks. Angie's pros aren't just any old contractors. They're your neighbors, often running small businesses right in your community. Plus, they've been rated and reviewed by others in your area, so you know you're getting quality service. So why stress over home projects when you can turn to Angie? From finding the best price to scheduling a pro at your convenience, Angie's got you covered every step of the way. So get started today at Angie.com. That's Angie.com or download the app today to get started on getting all your jobs done. That's Angie, your trusted ally in home services.
Tyrus, you did send me something the other day, and I was, oh, no. Oh, yeah, here it is. And I have to say, I appreciated it very much, but.
Okay, a cat. I haven't done this yet because I
want. What is this?
Okay.
This is what he sent me the other
day.
Okay,
I am obsessed with this because...
it's like a sound bath or something.
It's like this guy and
says,
he like...
breathe in. There is infinite energy and infinite possibility within each breath.
That's not
breathe
true.
Breathe out.
Yeah, I agree
you
with
you.
You
are the infinite I agree energy.
That's not true. There's not infinite possibility ever. There's always a finite amount of possibility.
But it's a very long video.
It's better to learn that than not. Because then that's why you get the student loan debt crisis.
Thank
because
you.
Because people are like, I can, you know what I'm really passionate about? I'm really passionate about gender. So I'm going to take out 100 grand and be a doctor of gender, the philosophy of gender, because there's infinite possibilities in my breath. There's not. And so, you know, you're not going to pay that off. You're not going to be able to pay that off. I bet it would be better. I think it's better to realize that you can't do anything you want to do. It's not. We are harming children by telling them when you grow up, you can be whatever you want to be. If you set your mind to it, you can do whatever you want to do. We've all been harmed by that. I spent way too much time playing youth soccer. Okay, I could have done stuff I was far better at than playing youth soccer. Yes, I should have been focusing on my shipwreck novels. I probably would have a lot more novels rather than just some long essays, which I illustrated myself. Because I should have known. My parents were too kind to me because my brother.
I wish I had a joint right
my
now.
Brother was very. My brother was very good at sports. Let me give you an example. My parents, when I played soccer, they would pay me every time my foot made contact with the ball.
What?
Because I would run away from it because I would get so nervous that if I kicked, I would do it wrong. So it was better for me to just run about.
Okay.
So I wouldn't do any. I wasn't doing anything for the team, but I wasn't doing anything people could be angry at me for.
Can I have a lighter?
And then my brother said, how come Catherine gets paid when she kicks the ball and when I play hockey, I don't get any, I get ice cream, but only if I get a hat trick. They should have said, because you're good at this, and she should have quit a long time ago, especially because soccer, my kids will not be playing outdoor sports that require me to be exposed to the elements.
But what if they want to?
I don't care if they want to. If they're really good,
then
maybe. But I spent way too much time. I played youth basketball, nary a basket. Okay. I played volleyball. You've seen my arms. I should not be playing volleyball. And I could have figured that out when I was in the eighth grade and they put me on the seventh grade team.
Yeah, I was on.
And then I also could never serve over the net. So they'd rotate me in. And whenever they rotate me to have to serve, I'd be back on the bench. And I think that would have been something that they would have been cool with. But they were, you know, I was like, you know, not good. They made special accommodations. What I should have done is learned Mandarin. What I should have done is something else. But I was fed with the that there was every breath had infinite possibilities.
Pass me one of those brownies.
It does not. There are finite possibilities in athletic ventures for somebody with the upper body strength that I have. I tried to lift weights, okay? I tried to do all this stuff in the summer. I could have started a small business. I could have learned another language. I could have done something I was good at. Instead, if I could be anything I want to be, I tried all summer to make the eighth grade team, and I didn't even play on the seventh grade team because the volleyball possibilities for me were finite. We got to stop the Olympics every year. You tell kids, hey, you know, you can be an Olympian someday. If you go to gymnastics, you probably can't. There's like five of them. Okay, you know how many kids are in gymnastics versus the ones that make the Olympics?
Right.
That's like no, you probably aren't. So then failure hits you really hard. And you think, okay, if I just tried harder or I, you know, you beat yourself up, it's not your fault.
Self-beating.
If you can only, you know, we're not all able to be exceptional at whatever we want. You
got
to just do the best with what you're given and be, you know, pretty honest with yourself about that. Positive thinking is a lie.
Yeah, man.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
And we are lying to our children.
Nice.
And I think that it's not good to raise them based on, you know, hey, you know what? You're not good at this. Are you having fun playing AYSO every weekend?
Jason, close the door.
Little Catherine, are you having fun playing AYSO? Why do you feel like you need to do this, not just to me, but to the family?
Is that peyote I smell?
That was more inspirational than anything. Yeah.
I'm
that
serious.
I'm being serious too.
I'm serious because people waste time and money in worthless pursuits.
So we're going to do the exact opposite of this.
Yeah.
They're like, Michael. Right. They're like,
we're going to make a video.
Michael Jordan was cut from the high school team. So well, guess what? Michael Jordan is Michael Jordan.
Right.
Do you think you're Michael Jordan?
No.
Because instead of saying, oh, that's so great, you never give up, I'm going to call you delusional.
So we need a microphone and 17 Tupperware bowls.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on there. And he's making those noises with his mouth. Yeah, well, that's good.
Could you imagine I realized, I was like, okay, my parents, they don't have money to send me away to college, okay? They don't have that kind of money. I need to get a scholarship. I'm not good at the sports. So I need to make sure that I study really hard and get really good grades.
That you learn
and then I'm on the debate team.
Right.
And then I figured out what I was good at and focused all my energy there. And then I got my scholarship and was able to go away to school. If I had been f***ing around trying to, you know, be a volleyball player, I probably would have no degree.
Nope, and probably shin splints.
Yeah, exactly. And probably my arm would have fallen off.
Yeah, you'd have a lot of bruises.
Yeah.
I remember that from volleyball.
But be really good at the beach, though, like for like regular
people. Yeah, you'd
people,
be like, you'd be it
really
at
good.
The beach.
Yeah. I'm still not.
Wow.
I'm not good at volleyball.
Well, of course
either.
Not, because you went the learned book route.
Yeah, I went the learned book route.
And now you're Catherine C. Timpf.
Right. Investigative journalist.
You know, Brett Baer, the time's ticking away. You know what? She might not answer the phone now.
Right.
You know, yeah. We established that on my show.
Like opportunity is just out the window.
She shocked the wrestling world. She dropped a Barry Horowitz on everybody. So.
7-year losing streak.
Yeah.
Kat 7-year losing streak.
And ironically, she was inspired by it. She took an ugly L that was over 7 years long and she related to it.
I did, because he had a 7-year losing streak in wrestling. I had a 7-year losing streak, as I said last night, not in wrestling, but just ages 23 to 30.
Yep.
Lot of L's.
Consistent.
Lot of L's in this.
Sometimes you gotta take an elbow. You know?
Yeah.
It's not always it's not always the party you want, but it's the party you get.
Mm-hmm.
But I was impressed by that. And I'm sure Barry Horowitz, whoever he is.
Whoever he is.
Impressed. Yeah.
You know, I did get a couple of, you left out this person. You can't get everybody in.
Do the whole show, list everyone who's ever wrestled.
And
we
that's
could
the
probably
show.
Do a
in
show. Like, it would be like a Billy
BC.
Joel song. Like, you just go through and list stuff.
Right.
There's always people that are going to be upset. The best thing was I got several emails from men that were like, because I did a whole block on the show about how I have a crush on Dennis Rodman.
Yes, you did. I thought it was
news.
The funniest
right,
part of the
I
show.
I have a crush on Dennis Rodman. And it's true. Like, when I was 4 or 5 years old, he was on the Pistons. It was Detroit Bad Boys. It was a big deal.
I feel like anybody that knows you, though, would not be surprised by that.
And I do. I do
She's
have a
not
crush
the
on
only
Dennis
one.
Rodman.
I'm not surprised by that.
Men and women.
Didn't he marry Madonna?
He married himself. I thought that was so
two of
cool.
Them. And he married, what's her name? The model. Who was in a Marvel movie.
I don't know, but he married Carmen Electra.
Carmen
Electra.
So,
yeah.
Briefly. So,
and Madonna.
So it shouldn't be shocking that the girl who threw her own funeral would have a thing for the guy who married
himself.
Right,
right.
But I got emails from these men that were like, if I were your husband, I would have packed up and left. I would have packed up and left after watching
that. I'm going to stop you short, Briz. You're not.
It's like, you're not.
Thank God you're not my husband.
And there's many reasons why, and that's one of them. Because even I said that my vows cam, one of the things is like, Yeah. Cam lets me be me, which is the only reason I never thought I would get married. I stopped wanting to even have a boyfriend because of the way that a relationship, I'm not going to say this is just a guy thing, because obviously women do it to men, men do it to men, women do it. It's a thing that happens in relationships where they are threatened and they try to sort of say, oh, you shouldn't say that because how it makes me look or this or that. Like, I'm not going to put up with that. Because I tried for a while with these people. Like, I had a guy break up with me after talking about something on a podcast. He's like, you shouldn't be talking about it. It's like, if someone's going to tell me that, then it's automatically not going to work. Because guess what? If I went out and banged Dennis Rodman, then I'm sure that, you know, he would definitely be packing up and leaving.
Yeah.
That I get. But for me to do, like, and that was great
content. Just from a health standpoint.
That,
yeah.
That was great content. That was great content. Because you look at me and you probably don't expect that who's Kat's celebrity crush?
Yeah,
it's Dennis Rodman. Yeah, it has been since I was 5 years old.
Amazing.
So it's funny and it's
John
great.
Samos. That's what.
But, that's everybody's. Yeah.
But it's, you know, like for these men, they know nothing about my relationship. They know nothing about my husband
see you
or me
for 40 minutes a night.
Right, but they feel like they know you. Like, right. And they're you, yeah. But like, are you white knighting for Cam? Like, yeah. This is what I don't understand. Like, if I
he
were
was
him,
laughing the loudest.
He was laughing the loudest. Right. Exactly. He's like,
it's
that
true.
Was great.
It's true. Because she loves, you know.
He's like, she does.
Because
like,
we
yeah,
have a healthy relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Fucking burns,
exactly.
It?
And he was laughing the loudest because, and he was happy because that segment went really well. And it were, and you know, it's like people are like, I would have got up and left if I was there. And I'm like, yeah, that would be someone who really
this
wants
the
best
sending,
for our relationship.
Like, sending an
for
email
him to get
somebody.
The fuck up in the middle of my show and say, I'm leaving you.
Dennis
because
Rodman,
I said
really?
I have a crush on Dennis. I mean,
from the guy who's sending you an email at 4 a.m. from his lonely apartment.
Exactly.
And that's best guess scenario that it's his apartment.
In my opinion, the fact that I felt comfortable doing something like that, even ending the segment by saying, Dennis,
yeah,
if you're
I'm
watching,
married,
I ain't
dead
and winking. Yeah. Like, the fact that I feel comfortable doing that in front of his face and in front of America, I think that speaks volumes to how good things are in our relationship, actually.
Well, the fact that he can, so that's like you coming and going, I don't like the numbers you crunched.
Yeah.
Whenever you use a number 3 at work, I feel violated. So don't use the number 3.
Or even,
well, I need it because I'm and especially you're improv. Like a lot of times something will just hit you.
Yep.
You didn't write, hey, Dennis, I'm married, I'm
no,
not dead.
I did
it
not.
Just felt it.
No.
Although I will say this, not to just kind of just put that out there. He called off his trip to Russia and I'm a little concerned. It might have been about he's going to check to see if you have a pulse.
You know, what was so funny is after the show, Susan, Dr. Drew's wife, she texted me. She's like, I have Dennis's number.
But that's because she's just as bad as the guy sending an email.
Yeah,
Dr. Drew's wife is always, she's a shit disturber.
Like,
she's always causing
and that's
stuff.
Why she's great. Because it's like, you have his number because he was on Celebrity Rehab.
Like,
I know you guys know Dennis.
The joke ended at the credits of the show. Like, she said, good night, everybody.
I'm not actually going to be like, know what, Cam? I'm starting
concerned.
A new life with Dennis Rodman.
I am concerned, though. That he was like, hold off on the whole Russia thing. You know, old C-Timf.
I mean,
want to shout out the old Rodman, you know?
The Dennis like, Rodman thing isn't new because he's in the news a lot. And every time it comes up, I have to be like, yo, like, yeah, like I got a thing for this guy. And I have since I was 5 years old. So I'm a little biased.
Stay tuned because we got some crazy stuff coming up right after this.
This happened to me.
Yeah.
Okay. So not as famous, but when I was a kid. I had a crush on two singers, and one was Joan Jett, and the other one was there was a song called from a group called Voices Carry, and the song was Voices Carry, right? And her boyfriend was a dick. Like he was like the song's like Shut Up, Shut Up. It's all about him being just a controlling monster, right? And there's this one line in the video where, and she has like this cool hair, like 80s hairdo. She's blonde, but it's like spiky, but she has like one long braided thing. It's a complete mess. But to a 10-year-old, you're like, whoa,
yeah.
She's so pretty. And she's singing and he's being mean to her. So like, I'll kick his ass. Like I remember I wanted to go into the TV, like, bet he won't say that in front of me. My brother's like, fool, ain't nobody going to be around you. So I was obsessed with her in that song. When it comes on to the day, I will stop. So I'm in the gym and some random thing happens when that song comes on and I'm lifting weights and I look up and Rob McIntyre was like, you like that song? I'm like, bro, I was in love with her. Like,
yeah.
He's like, oh, let's see how she looks today. I was like, no, I don't want to see how she looks today. I remember she still looks, I guarantee you, she has blonde spiky hair. She has one long braid.
She has like a one long braid.
Yeah. Oh, you looking her up?
Yeah, I looked her up. Here, Kat, you can see.
Yeah.
Like she had me at Voices. And so he showed me a picture now and I was like, okay, it wasn't terrible, but she had obviously changed her hairdo. And then I was like, well, Joan Jett. He's like, who was your other crush? And I said, Joan Jett. That one didn't quite go as well. And I was like, she didn't look anything like she looked when I was a kid.
No.
Not even a little bit. A few changes. Few openings, which is fine. She's not living in my world.
Right.
But, you know, when they take that from you and they tried to take and he took it from me. He took my I'm no longer in love with Voices Carrie because, you know, well, first of all, it wouldn't be age.
The illusion was shattered for you.
Just destroyed. Just absolutely destroyed. And I hate when people do that. So I'm, at least I'm glad that. You know, but Dr. Drew's wife could have done that. You know, like if once she meets him, it's over.
Me and Dennis?
Yeah, once you meet him, you're going to be like, oh.
Yeah, exactly.
Never meet your heroes,
no.
Right?
No. Sometimes. Well. But most of the time, no. Like, but sometimes when you never meet your heroes. But sometimes it works out. Like, I got lucky. Dusty Rhodes, I got lucky. But sometimes you meet people and it's like, I didn't even ask to come here. Like, you know. So, in their persona, again, it goes back to, like, your persona, who we are on even Gutfeld or even Fox is a turned up version of yourself, but it's not necessarily who you are.
Right.
Kat doesn't sit around the house and be like, Cam, where are we going for dinner? Hold on, let me get my panel. All right, joining us right now, I have Tyrus, Devin, and Jason. All right, guys, here's the topic tonight, dinner at 8 o'clock. And like, well, for me, it's Italian. And nope, sorry. You know, like, that's not how it works.
Yeah, we're not out to dinner, and I'm looking at him. I'm like, hey, I just wish you were Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think about Dennis Rodman on the day-to-day.
Yeah, no.
You know what I mean? I'm not waking up every morning, going to bed, Dennis, where you at? He's in the news, and I'm like, oh, there's the guy I have a crush on.
Yeah, and it's like, it's, again, the people that write in, that they literally write in because they're so lonely.
Like several paragraphs.
Yeah, and just
of these, why I was so wrong.
Like, I get it all the time. Like, when are you going to recognize that horrible this happening over here and there? And what are you going to do about it? And I'm like, I get mad at myself for even reading the stuff.
Right? I know. But I try not
to. I always like when people are like, you know, with me, it's like, we get it, bro. You have the belt. Like, when are you going to put it away? You know, it's like when you come get it. Come get it from me. You know, but like people, I'm living my best life my way. Why do I need your influence or advice? You know, it doesn't make just because I'm dressed this way doesn't mean that you can, you know, and you being on TV, they think like they need their influence is so important because if you don't do what they want to do, guess what, Kat? They're not going to watch.
Or people, I love when people are like, you don't need the hair extensions. And I'm like, really? Because I thought if I didn't wear them, I'd go into cardiac arrest.
Yeah.
Like, I know that I don't need them. I know that I don't medically require them.
Not a requirement.
They're a choice. And it's
just
my
like
choice.
You don't need to write this email.
Yeah, right, exactly. There you
Amen.
Go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I don't wear hair extensions. I'm not wearing them right now. I don't wear them in my civilian life.
Right.
It's kind of fun to have long mermaid hair when I'm on TV or on a special occasion. And, you know, it's fun. It's cool, you know. And that's what I like to do. But why do you feel the need to be like, you don't need them?
And just take them off. It's, you know, what was the one last night? I'm sorry to tell you this, Tyrus, but you're not funny.
Yeah.
And I was just like, well,
yeah.
There. Well, hey.
I love when people tell me.
Thanks.
I love when people tell me.
I've been going at this thing all this time thinking I was. You know what? There's a million liars out there.
I love when people tell me I'm not funny. It's like, okay, well, I get paid to be.
Not funny.
The market says I am.
Yeah, exactly.
So.
Even if you don't.
Yeah, I don't care what you think.
If you want to discuss it, here's my email.
The market says I'm funny, which again, I feel, you know. If I, you know, that's something I kept doing because I was good at it. When you start making money at something, the market will tell you what your skills are.
I just have never been in a position, and I've been fucking broke, like broke.
I hear ya.
And sat in front of a computer and be like, all right, De Niro, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
I hated that
Dear
movie.
Face. Your last movie sucks.
That is my.
Like, I just never.
Because social media, too, that's the other thing. I don't comment on celebrities' shit. So I don't get that. But also, the email's another thing to be like, just, rather than spending time with my family or friends, I'm going to write you six paragraphs about why you need to go fuck yourself.
Like, if you have two computer screens and no tech job at your house, you have a fucking problem.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing that's so important that you need to type on one screen and watch on the other? Oh, it's for my gaming. It's for my ultimate gaming experience. No, you're a horrible fucking human being who was invested in all the wrong things. like when your Twitter screen is on your computer screen, because that's how you get your most, you're watching everything so you can just troll. And then they celebrate when they get blocked. Another loser celebrity blocks me.
Oh.
How is, like, yeah, bro, you got him. Too bad they'll never know you got him.
Right. Oh, I block people all the time.
That's
now.
All I do.
I just, I love, you know, and there's this some guy, like Dan Krasinski or something like that. I don't know. It's, I don't know if it's certainly that. I can see his little face right now.
It feels like it.
It was like, he was, before I started blocking, he would say stuff about me all the time. I was like, whatever. This is before I started blocking. And he said something like, I don't really get Kat because she's not really smart. She's not really funny. And I don't know why everyone likes her because she's also really not attractive. So then I was like, all right.
Trifecta.
I was like, okay. I'm finally blocking you, Dan. Yeah. I'm like, you're out
last
of here.
Straw. Oh, I'm ugly too?
You know
okay, great.
And then, if you call him by his first name,
all right,
look,
Dan. Look,
sorry,
Dan. Look,
gone,
Dan. I know his first name's
gone on far
so
too
then,
long.
Yeah. When, another time I was actually looking at the mentions, which I actually don't do very often. But I was looking at it, and I saw that something was from a blocked. Someone was looking at like at a blocked account, or I was looking from somewhere else. Like I see it as account. He's like, "Yeah, Kat blocked me. All I did was say like I didn't think she was that hot. Like, why do I have to think she's hot? I'm like, you said I was stupid,
and that I was. It's your fault.
Like, yeah, like I'm unreasonable.
I'm lightly insulting you. How dare you? Now,
I don't have to read that. Like people are like, oh, Miss Free Speech blocked me because I called her a bitch.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, I'm not saying you should be arrested for calling me a bitch. I'd rather just and with, like when they tag you and then talk about you as if you're not there. That's like I can see, like, why did you feel the need to share that with me? Like, what, like, if you want, Kat's a dumb bitch. She sucks. She's stupid. At Kat Tim. Yeah, like, yeah. Why did you feel the need
or like
to
on
share
your Instagram
that
post
with me?
I'll pass on watching Tyrus tonight.
Yeah.
He's not funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't understand why you guys are still watching this. He's not funny. You're watching.
Yeah.
I got the rating point. I win, bro. Like, but yeah. That first name shit. The next time someone blocks me, I'm going to be like, look, Daryl, you know what? Up until now, I enjoyed your playful banter, but that's just a scotch too much, and I'm going to have to pass
your
by.
Playful banter.
Yeah, banter and scotch.
Or
banter
when people are like, not, this one person's like, I'm not to be mean, like, I hope this doesn't sound
which
mean.
Which means I'm
hope this doesn't sound mean, but I really hate watching Kat. I can't stand her. Like,
makes
she
me
sucks.
Puke.
She makes one, and then I'm like, I forget what it was. I actually commented on this, but I was like, that actually is pretty mean.
Yeah.
like, what? Like, and again, why did you feel the need to share that with me?
I have never, and I at my
write it
lowest,
in your diary.
At my yeah. lowest, have been there watching, like, watching Law and Order and like, dun dun, man, that decision sucked. You know what? That's a horrible actor. Find his name. Hey, bro, performance. And it's like, my life sucks.
So you gonna, blew it.
Yeah,
you're blowing it.
Yeah, you're this character, oh. No development at all. But.
Craig Butterfield and I have actually talked about this one, and I agree with him on this one. One of the most annoying ones is the ones that begin with, "I used to like you until."
Yes. Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like if they don't agree
Remember
with
Arizona?
You, if they don't agree with you on every single thought in your head, they're like, "Fuck you, die, bitch." Like, I used to like you until.
Yeah,
you said that you thought Dennis Rodman was hot. Like, it's like,
right.
it's like okay.
My, you know,
okay.
You,
well, I don't even know who y'all are.
So I always do like a post tonight. Gutfeld, blah blah blah. Oh, it looks like a really exciting show, and I'm very sorry to let you know that I no longer watch Fox News.
Yeah, yeah.
So you know, I'm sure it's going to be great, but I'm really sorry. I'm not tuning in tonight. I'm hashtag boycott Scott or boycott Fox. And I was like,
okay.
But
why'd
you
feel the
by
need
tagging Fox and
right.
stuff? We're still getting attention. Like,
yeah.
But you let me know you're not watching because I don't know who the fuck you are. So if you were watching in 12 TVs, I still wouldn't know.
That's the thing. That's like people, like if some random person, like people like Devin, for example, they get really into their own wedding and they just post about like the countdown nonstop. Just find some random person and for me to comment in the down, be like, I'm not going to make it.
Yeah.
I will not be there.
This looks like it might be a
like,
good time, but honestly.
It has nothing to do with, like, as if I'm going to say, oh, shit. This person didn't like what I, doesn't like my, and all my viewpoints on issues have been the same. I'm a small government gal across the board. I'm going to be like, now this one person doesn't like this one thing. Therefore, I'm going to change who I am.
Change all your morals. Change your morals.
Like, why do I owe my...
Ted Cruz it.
I'm not selling myself. Are you paying me? Like, I'm not selling myself to you. Like, this one single individual person.
I always try to look at things like, what would I be doing in that situation? And I never have time to troll anybody.
Right.
It's like, you know what? But the cool part is like, now people think everyone has seen their Facebook. That's what the whole pronoun thing is. It's like everyone has read your bio or everyone follows you on Facebook where it tells your hobbies, relationship complicated, nickname, you know, the boss, you know, or whatever the hell, whatever nomenclature you want to call yourself. But
yeah,
that's what it is.
My bio on Twitter is...
Oh, it actually blew my mind.
Yeah.
Because you said you...
It's people talk about this all the time. They're like, is Kat identify as a man?
Yeah.
So it's loving husband, father, and grandfather. I love my country and I love my wife.
Yeah, there you go.
And people like...
I'll be honest. Me up for a minute.
It's a good one because it's like a lot of our viewers is their exact bio. So I just made it that like a year ago and I just kind of forgot about it. And people,
like, Cam knows
they go
married?
Back and forth. They're like, so... Someone was like, yeah, I guess she identifies as a man.
And a grandfather.
And someone else is like, yeah, I didn't know she was into that kind of thing. Someone else is like, well, no, I think it changed after she got married. So maybe her Twitter was transferred to her husband. And someone's like, I didn't know her husband had grandkids. And I'm like, oh my God. Pick up gardening.
Yeah.
Get, you know, buy a guitar.
I'll be honest. Masturbate. Like, do whatever. Do something.
Off.
Do something. But whatever you do. Do not include me in it.
Yeah, like you.
But if you must. You can fantasize.
You don't got to tag me.
But don't tell me about it. You can think
about
it.
Why do you feel the need to share this with me? I
get mad at myself sometimes for even reading this.
And I really, I don't very often. Yeah. I have my quality filter turned on. So on Twitter. And so it's actually looking at my mentions. Like a lot of the trolls and like the people that... just sit there all day and shit on people. It doesn't show up there.
Yeah, it's like suspicious.
But if I go below, like if I click on something and I can see the comments below, sometimes those people show up and I'm like, oh, see, it's still a nasty cesspool in here.
Oh yeah, there's a few of them. Like, I'm counting the days to your death.
God, that's so morbid.
But that's a lot of responsibility. And I hope.
Yeah, you're like, you better count correctly.
Yeah, I know.
You better count correctly.
When I do go, they're like, it's 300. Oh shit, I gotta go back through Twitter. Like, literally, this person was like, I'm counting the days to your death. Like, okay. One.
Or people that are like...
Just random tweets. Three, like, okay, man.
Or the fact that I don't have kids, at least at this current point, I get a lot of that. Like,
that you know of.
She's that I know of, right, exactly. That she's getting older and she has no kids. She better hurry up. It's like are you inside of my body counting my eggs? Blows my fucking mind. Like the things that people will say to a stranger are things I wouldn't say to the person that I know the
best in
the world. You
really try to have your children with one person.
Yeah, people said.
Is there any way I can get a refund?
Yeah, is there like you're like, what would you like me to do about this?
Yeah, bro.
What are you suggesting I do about my four children that have been here for a while?
Right, exactly. Been on the planet for quite some time.
Yeah, we haven't. You know, I was just like, okay, well, thanks. Any suggestions? Yeah,
it's not occurred to me, the person living this life, that this makes it the logistics of this are more difficult.
Yeah, I'm just saying, your life is a lot easier. You just really had children with one woman.
Yeah. Like, really?
That probably makes sense. Yeah. Huh? Where the fuck were you in 2011, bro? Like, Jesus loves you. Apparently,
yeah, I get that too because of the whole. You know, everybody say I'm not religious. People are like, I used to like you until you said you're not Christian, and I was like, okay. Like, I would love to be. You know, I think I'd probably be happier if I had religious beliefs. I don't. Can't seem to square it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one.
You know, I can't seem
to square
it.
That's what really pissed me off about my fake TikTok guy. The Lord is my strength and my shepherd. And, like, he was duping people with the Lord's scripture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's the thing. I get the reasons for faith, and I definitely think you need to have it because it's a good moral compass. Religion was brought in to keep us from stop eating each other and trying to knock up sheep. So You know,
specifically that.
Yeah, that was one and two.
Yeah, no, men were doing like that.
I think played a role.
Not poor
in the
women.
One.
Women weren't doing that. They weren't.
They
running
stopped
around
trying
to
make the half man, half sheep. Yeah,
exactly.
After how many
after
tried.
I saw Lamb, it's fucking scared me straight. Like,
yeah,
hey,
exactly. Exactly.
That's tough to explain when you come in with a 4-year-old has a hoof. You know, it's like and a sheep face. You know, she's not going to believe. Guess what happened?
Right.
Like, there's no. I fell asleep and the sheep was on me. There's nothing I could do about it. It was too late. She had locked in and twisted. I was done. No, that's not my fault. That's what they do. I think that should be a thing. I think there'd be no more rape if that could happen. They could just lock him up and walk him in. You know, like he couldn't get away.
Mm.
Guys would not do it. There needs to be more deterrence, I think. No?
I don't. I'm
pretty anti-rape.
Yeah, me too. I could say 100%.
Yeah, that might record.
We don't usually agree on everything.
Yeah, I think that's something we could all agree on.
Yeah,
100%.
I'm pretty solid.
There's usually one of us.
I am, for the record, so not a raper.
Yeah, okay, good. Glad that we got that cleared up.
Although they did rape me of my dignity by telling me how horrible I was for having 4 children.
Wow. Yeah, like, what would you like me to do?
And then I said, is it cool that I had them at the same time? Does that make it better?
Yeah.
Haven't got back to me yet.
The 3 of them, the same age. They're actually not triplets.
Yes. Jury is still
there's
out.
Actually no twins in there either.
Nope. Better not have been.
Yeah, exactly.
If so, then I got another one out there.
If number 5 shows up, I'll
like
tell you
what.
Like a
parent trap situation. Right. Daddy.
Yeah, unless he's, you know, dunking it.
7 feet tall.
Or she's like a shipwreck journalist. It's not happening. But all right, well, I guess we learned a lot today.
I learned a new word.
I'll tell you what, though. We've got a whole new business with Keeping It Real with Kat playing that music.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. That was honestly, I'm not even kidding. That was very inspirational. She
told the truth.
Yeah.
And sometimes the truth is ugly, but if
life
somebody
is
goes,
too short trying to delude better. Yourself that yep. you can do anything when it's also showing you there's some things you can't do.
Breathe in, breathe out, and know your limitations.
Yeah. Totally. Yep.
Way to go, Devin.
Love it.
Nice job. All right. Well, for more podcasts like
just
this.
Just like this.
You can check us out at Fox
Nina Perino News. covers a lot of the same ground.
Yeah, I think she also covers a lot of this.
She gets wild.
Yeah, she covers.
She gets a couple bourbons in her.
Yeah, she goes, this is like a little bit tamer.
This is tame for her. Yeah.
And plus, when she's in here, you got to deal with the cigar smoke.
Look, that's why we put her in the other studio because you know.
She got her old fashioned and her cigar. Talking about the days of old and her mahogany books.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a whole nother scene.
Oh, man. This has been Tyrus and Timpf. I'm Tyrus.
I'm Catherine Timpf.
Yes, Catherine C. Timpf. And that's Devin. Devin, take us home.
Enough said.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, in these ever-changing times, you can rely on Fox News for hourly updates for the very latest news and information on your time. Listen and download now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.